Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bernie Hungling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Kress reaches second base with a double. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hungling strikes out. There goes O'Rourke. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Gosselin throws the ball into Hung Ling, who tags Sewell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Badgerow moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Badgerow scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bernie Hung Ling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hung Ling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hung Ling hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. O'Rourke moves to third. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Sam Gray. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Goldman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hung Ling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Blue reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gosselin hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Blue steals third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns too. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Porter moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Morgan scores. Averill moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Rip Collins now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult pinch hits for Frank O'Rourke. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hungling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.